I'm Dimitri Parizzo.
And I'm Dylan Evans. And you're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM Radio.
If you ever find yourself walking through Ritner's Hall of Fame, you may notice a name by Jerry Royce. Royce guided Ritner's baseball team to back-to-back state titles in 1966 and 1967. The program's only state titles to this date. Following high school, Royce pitched in the major leagues from 1969 to 1990, amassing a record of 220 and 191. Royce played for 8 different teams during his two-decade career.
After being drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals,
I was shocked when I learned that I was drafted by the Cardinals in the second round. You know, it was a bit of a surprise because the Cardinals kept themselves in the background.
He rose to national fame as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Royce also pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Houston Astros, California Angels, Chicago White Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, and Cincinnati Reds.
Royce's greatest success came as a member of the LA Dodgers. He was a Dodger when he threw his first no-hitter against San Francisco in 1980. Royce was a pivotal member of the Dodgers World Series team in 1981, as he pitched in Game 1 and 5 against the New York Yankees. Royce also appeared in 2 NL Championship Series as a member of the Pirates in the 70s. Along with being a Ritner Hall of Fame, Royce was enshrined in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame
in January of 2016.
I would have never made it had it not been for a number of people in the Overland, St. Anne, St. John's area.
We talked to Royce and I asked him how he got his pitching career started.
I took a look and the only positions that a left-hander could play would have been any of the 3 outfield positions, first base, or pitcher. And all of my other classmates from that time took those positions, and I also saw the other guys that were at the other positions, and I realized that if I was going to make that team, it would have to be as a pitcher. So that's when my pitching career was born.
We talked to Jerry's coach at the time, Coach Ingrid, and he had a very interesting comment on when Jerry became the number one pitcher for the pitching staff.
Until he was a senior, that he was the number one pitcher on the staff. That's hard to believe.
We asked Royce if and when he knew he had the potential, and we asked the coach the same question.
Yeah, he had a lot of potential. He was very intelligent.
Royce talked to us about when major league teams would come and scout him.
The Mets were there a lot. Boston was there.
We asked Royce how it felt to pitch in the majors.
I was a major league baseball player. I was living a dream.
Coach Inger and Royce gave some advice for young players.
If you enjoy what you're doing, you'll do it better.
The players of today, enjoy yourself, make it fun, because it goes by a lot faster than you realize. And enjoy yourself and put your mark on today's game, just like the players who preceded you put their mark on the time that they played. In fact, right now, I would say today is the golden age of baseball because it's never been better.